right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And we got a big show for you coming up. Big shoe, big shoe.
Well, we've had a big hour already. I mean, if you think the show has just started, missed a great hour, man.
That that hour, it will pale in comparison to 9 and 10.
Yeah, 9 o'clock in just a few moments, the news with Robin. Followed by Strung Out live in the studio. They're going to play, too. They've got their instruments. And then Linda Salvin will join us. Radio's greatest psychic. Call me off the air.
You can hear her every night, every Sunday night, from 9 to 11?
Yep.
9 to 11, man.
And then she has a number. She'll give the number. You can call her off the air, too, you know, to get that psychic thing going with her off
you
the air.
You betcha. Yeah. All right. We do have a prize to give out real quickly before we start the news. So the first caller is going to get a pass for two to see the Funny Games at any Los Angeles area AMC theater. A vacationing family gets an unexpected visit from two deeply disturbed dudes.
Whoa!
Funny Games.
Well, that doesn't sound funny at all. It sounds kind of tragic.
In theaters March 14th. 520-9710. The first person who calls is going to a Funny Games.
Oh, Funny Games. Funny Games.
All right. It's the news with Robin. It must be just after 9 o'clock, man. Here we go. Jerry.
Now.
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile. Here's Robin with the news.
Before we do this, can I tell you how much
you have to because
that midget irritates me.
Midget is. I know you're pissed. You better get it out. Oh, here he goes,
dude. I'm trying to organize three things at once.
Randy's downstairs
trying to find somebody.
Don't organize three things at once.
It's called producing.
Organize.
Right, I'm trying to produce.
Don't organize. Organize this show. Don't
what
organize.
What are you doing?
Don't organize anything else.
It's called producing.
Organize this show.
Well, when Randy's downstairs, I'm trying to do stuff.
You're the producer. It's called producing.
All right!
Getting the guests now. Cueing up the sound, yeah.
You know what? I have so much disdain for you, I almost hate everybody in Lakewood. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's weird. That's not right.
I'm almost starting to take it out on the city he lives in.
You know what? Don't do that.
No?
Fight that. Because we got a lot of listeners in Lakewood.
All right. All right, the news with Robin, man. What's in the news, Robin?
Oh, so many things. I can't wait to get started. Oh, many, 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 and let's get started with that.
Yes.
Well, first of all, President Bush said Friday that it is clear our economy has slowed.
And
tried to reassure a very anxious public that the long-term outlook is good. Bush said this is on the heels of a gloomy government economic report, but that everything will be just fine.
I hope so.
And here is some audio of President Bush's speech. B-114.
All right, here we go. President Bush speaking about the economy, man.
Earlier today, I spoke with members of my economic team. They updated me on the state of our economy. This morning, we learned that our economy lost 63,000 payroll jobs in February.
How many?
A little thick tongue there.
Although the unemployment rate improved to 4.8%.
So that's good.
And losing a job is painful.
Yes.
And I know Americans are concerned about our economy. So am I. It's clear our economy is slowed. But the good news is we anticipated this and took decisive action to bolster the economy.
Was he eating when he was doing this?
I don't know. That is that's a rough sound. I mean, the sound's great. The audio quality is terrific. But a lot of mispronunciations. I mean, part of the...
It also sounds like he was eating. Listen here.
Earlier today, I spoke with members of my economic team.
Just popped a cork there.
They updated me on the state of our economy. This morning, we learned that our economy lost 63,000 payroll jobs in February.
How many?
63. You know what, Mr. President? God love you. I think you're great. But 63,000.
Yes.
Say it like this. And if you need to kind of do some tongue exercises, you know, open your mouth like that. God dang it.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, yes. Well, next, Republican Senator John McCain, showing a flash of temper he is known for, repeatedly cut off a reporter Friday when asked whether he had spoken to Democratic Senator John Kerry about being his vice president in 2004. The reporter had accused McCain of denying talking with Kerry, and he did not like that one bit. And here's an audio of his heated response.
M-144. John McCain going nuts.
Senator that you had never had a conversation with Kerry about being about vice president.
Everybody knows I had a conversation. Everybody knows that I had a conversation. There's no living American in Washington that knows that. There's no one.
Okay.
And you know it, too.
What was it?
So,
no,
you know
back.
It. You know it. So I don't know even know why you asked.
Well, I asked
No,
just
you
read,
do know it. You
I just,
do know
I,
it.
No, I just read it in the Times in May of
I don't know what you read or heard of, and I don't know the circumstances. Maybe in May of 04 I hadn't had a conversation.
Do you, can you
I don't know, but it's well known that I had the conversation. It was absolutely well known by everyone. So do you have a question on another issue?
Well, can I ask you when the conversation
no,
was?
No, because the issue is closed as far as I'm concerned. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it in America.
Can you describe the conversation?
Pardon me?
Can you describe the conversation?
No, of course not. I don't describe private conversations.
Okay, can I ask you
why should I? Then there's no such thing as a private conversation, is there? If you have a private conversation with someone,
he's a
and then they come and tell you, I don't know that that's a private conversation.
Okay.
I think that's a public conversation.
Can I ask you about your why you're so angry?
Pardon me?
Never mind.
He's so pissed.
She said at the end, I laughed. She said, can I ask you why you're so angry? And he said, what? And she said, never mind.
Yeah, he's so pissed. I don't know why. I guess maybe he was, you know, being held captive. That
you know,
pissed him
five,
off.
5 years, 7 years, you know, that'll...
Lost that in his life.
Yeah, and, you know, he's got the skin, the melanoma, you know, he's got a big scar
he's
on
his... He's just really pissed off. But you know what? That's what I like in a guy. A guy who's angry as F.
Well, you know what? You like a little bit of that.
No, I like a lot of it.
See, what we have potentially with Senator McCain is we have George Bush syndrome, where I don't take advice from anybody, and I'm just, I see it my way, and I don't take, you know. John McCain, who I like a lot, who I might even vote for, is somebody who I think doesn't take a lot of input from others very well. I think that's a flaw of his.
Nah.
We all have flaws.
He's a commander in chief, and he shouldn't listen to anybody.
All right. So then why do we have a cabinet? Why does the president have...
Yeah, they suggest him, you know, do things, but it's ultimately his decision.
Oh, of course.
And I like a guy who's really pissed off.
Yeah, he's real pissed. Could you imagine being
If I knew a guy, like, woke up every morning saying how happy they were and how, you know, great everything was, I think that guy's a...
A phony.
Fake, phony...
Fraud.
Douchebag.
You know what? Can you imagine being Mrs. McCain, what those, like, in the kitchen, what a fight...
Ah, oh, he's pissed off as hell.
Is like, I
so
mean...
So classic.
And she'd say, well, one of the things, he'd say, well, of course you know that. Everybody knows that. Everybody in America knows that. And she'd go, John, that's not the point. Well, then what is the point? Then it's not a private conversation. If I tell you, there would never be such thing as that. And she'd be like, ah, Christ, I gotta get out of here.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, finally, civil rights leader Jesse Jackson said Thursday he is backing Democrat Barack Obama in his presidential bid, giving his support to a new generation of black politicians. Jackson sought the Democratic presidential nomination in 1984 and 1988, winning 13 primaries and caucuses in 1988 himself. And here is some audio of what Jesse had to say in support of Senator Obama. First clip. J-197.
All right. Jesse Jackson talking about Obama.
Barack is a result of the change, the conduit for the change, and it is a very exciting, expansive moment in American history.
There are literally crickets behind him. Listen to that audio.
It does sound like it.
It's so quiet. It's like they came to him at 3 in the morning with a microphone. He'll be the conduit to change.
And Barack is a result of the change. The conduit for the change, and it is a very exciting, expansive moment in American history.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, we have a second clip of Bob showing his support.
Robin.
What was that?
Robin, I don't think you can use
like
that.
Like a drink, like double.
I don't think you can use that.
Right. A drink in each hand.
I guess you can use it in that context.
Right.
But you know what? I didn't even hear. I didn't hear it.
Your mind went to.
Please, Tim, give me a little credit. Anyway.
She's a lady. She's a lady.
I know.
Here's another clip of Reverend Jackson showing his support. Now, this clip is slightly less intelligible, but no doubt I'm sure it's a positive thing. J-198.
All right. Again, Jesse Jackson talking about Barack Obama.
He is a part of the evolution of our struggle to make this a more perfect union, a part of this struggle to heal the breach, to close the gap.
Yeah, there you go. All right, everybody.
By the way, you know, they say that Senator Obama gives great speeches. You want to hear a great speech? find yourself online or, you know, get a CD with those speeches. 1984 at the Democratic Convention, that man, when he was significantly younger and was a candidate for president himself, Jesse Jackson, gave a speech. 1984, Jesse Jackson at the Democratic Convention. That's a speech, my friend. Hey, don't roll your eyes.
I'm just going to say, I mean, I don't know anybody listening right now who's going to look for that speech.
Well, we just talked yesterday about how people who listen to this station are more and more interested in politics than ever before.
In modern politics. Not, they're going to go back to 1984.
Well, to get... Okay.
Go back 24 years?
All I'm saying... But then why play even Jesse Jackson in the news?
Because this is current stuff.
Right. And what I'm saying, he's supporting Barack Obama, who gives great speeches. And I'm just saying, as a side note,
go back to 1961 and get a John F. Kennedy speech.
Perspective, a piece of information for the listener. If you love Barack Obama and you're stirred by his speeches, that man, Jesse Jackson, gave a great one at the convention in 1984. I think.
Brief quarters.
I'm just telling you, this audience ain't going to look for that speech.
Okay, fine. Then they lose. They lose out on a terrific speech. I have it on tape, on CD at home, and sometimes listen to it. Inspiring.
Is that right?
Yeah, and you learn a lot when you listen to that crap.
All right. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin? Oh,
that's what's happening.
All right. Robin in the news, everybody.
In Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right. All right, we're going to have Strung Out come in, and I believe they're going to play something on the air. Is that right?
Yeah, they're all... Jerry's being quiet
all
now because
right.
he's mad.
I'm not mad. I'm fine.
He's pissed. All right,
guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very popular band. They've been on with us before.
Wait a minute.
Let's have you guys sit over here on the microphones. We'll go through names. What's happening, fellas?
Hello.
Just Strung Out, man. Look at that.
Yeah. Find a mic you like.
It's more of you this year, huh?
You're multiplying. Have you added band members?
Really? Strung Out.
We're like a nine-piece.
Now, who's the lead singer? Is he with us today?
This is a good seat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nice to see you, man. I guess they said you weren't going to show up, then you decided to roll in, huh?
I never said that.
Oh, that's what Jerry said. Jerry, that jackass. All right, let's go through the names here for everybody.
And by the way, just real quick, the guys with the instruments should be closest to the mics, if that's possible.
Oh, yes. All right. Let's go through the names, everyone here.
My name's Jason.
Jason.
My name is Jordan.
My name is Rob.
I'm Jake.
And my name is Chris.
All right. All right. Now, you guys are playing relatively soon, right?
Yeah, we play actually tomorrow night in Long Beach at the Vault.
The Vault 350,
yeah? The Vault 350 in Long
Beach. Fantastic. Now, you guys have a huge, huge following. Because we mentioned last night that you guys were coming on, and we got a ton of email.
Yep.
From people listening to the station who, go to all your concerts, especially that Jerry Wachowski. He's sort of like he's not sort of like, you know, what you you didn't get into this business to meet guys like that. But, you know, you got in, you know, for the chicks and, you know, the money and, you know, the drugs and all that stuff.
Exactly.
And the
sightseeing,
free...
all the different food, you know.
Right.
McDonald's around the world.
Right. Yeah, but you guys do travel the world, right?
Yes.
A little bit.
And where's your biggest audience? Is it still in Los Angeles, Southern California?
It's actually Los Angeles. I'd say it's also like down in Australia now, too.
Yeah. Australia is definitely
down under, yeah.
And Canada, too.
Canada, too.
You guys can share if you want to share.
We like to share.
Canada, here, it's great to have such a great fan base in LA, though, for sure.
Yeah, it's nice to come home.
All right, now, Jason, you guys have a new band, a new album out?
Yes, we put it out, about 8 months ago, but still new to us.
Look at that. All right, excellent. Yeah, toss it over.
Blackhawks over Los Angeles.
We happen to bring one for you. Oh, yeah, nice catch.
You're right in the eye. All right. So a brand new album. Look at that. How long did it take you to do this? A
couple months. Like 3 months.
Just over two and a half months, probably.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. The helicopters and the wings and everything.
I understand
Somebody was high when they did this.
Well, maybe.
Uh-huh. I understand that your opening band, and I don't know who that is, forgive me, the guys who opened. For you.
Oh, poor habit.
They were on with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yeah, they're on. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were killing it on there.
Man. Yeah, call it.
They had a clean sweep.
Yeah, they were on should I stay or should I go? Yeah.
Now, are they guys like you know, or mm-hmm. had
well, friends their drummer worked with us. He did our drums, set up our drums.
Yeah, he was a drum tech till he got too drunk and just couldn't pull it off. So he went back to being in a band, you know. Yeah,
and now he's a really good drummer.
Yeah.
All right, but he was with you guys.
Yeah. He went to Europe with us.
Colin and Eric, they grew up next door to me at my parents' house, so I've known them for quite a while.
That's great.
And he got too buzzed, huh? He couldn't handle his high.
He definitely got too wasted.
We had to
clip him.
But, you know, that's sort of like an excuse that survives in your generation. I guess you guys are all in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We
right,
had,
exactly.
when I was,
early 20s.
When,
21.
Yeah, 21. When Malibu Dan was working on this station, I had asked him to videotape 60 minutes one night because we were going to use the audio. And he called me up the next day. He goes, dude, I was too drunk to operate the VCR. And that was an excuse. That was like a legitimate excuse for not doing something.
Right. He felt it was totally acceptable.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it was accepted.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now, you guys, you play sober on stage, or are you complete? You're a member where you try?
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen.
A little more these
Jake,
days.
Jake played very sober on stage in Virginia once.
Yeah, I still have to apologize. Yeah.
That was some show, wasn't it?
That was exceptional.
Now, let me ask about Strung Out is here. And whenever you guys are on, as Tim mentioned earlier, we get a ton of emails, and then we always get a bunch of emails in response to your appearance because your fan base is, I can only imagine, getting larger by the second because you're very popular.
Because of the show.
Get out of here. We know that just because of the feedback we get when you guys are here. So the question is, how is the band? Like, what's the health of the band? Because bands go through phases. All famous bands have gone through phases where there's falling out. You know, this guy didn't like this guy, and this guy didn't like that guy. And then sometimes after a few years, I mean, you guys formed in 1992, so you've been around a long time. There's always changes. And the band goes away because there was a disease. There was bad health. It was diseased. What is the health of this band? Is this a good health, this band?
We're talking about getting a new drummer, but we're going to talk about that after the show.
Okay.
Wow. See it up now, though.
See, these are the things that I find out
See,
by
Jordan,
coming down
here. Fired.
Yeah, you weren't just to be down here,
fired.
Jordan.
No, I mean, is everybody getting along? Because you spend time together touring, and it's like, you know, eventually,
right.
It's like Tim.
It's like
I mean,
being
I see,
married to
you
four other
have your
people.
Moments, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but you all, everybody knows who's not keeping up, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that guy, you know, nobody starts talking to him. He gets the crappy part of the bus, and then he's gone, man. Now, any of you guys married? You're married?
So yeah, we went through this last time.
Your dad called last time.
Yeah,
right. Was your dad a cop? Was your dad a cop? Yeah, your dad called.
That's a good memory.
Because my dad's a cop and I'm married.
Well, my dad was a cop too, so don't worry about it. It's a good thing. Yeah, your dad
got kids?
Called in.
Are you guys married?
No kids.
These are my kids. Hey, are you guys married?
I'm married. I got a two-year-old.
To each other?
Yeah.
You guys have a relationship.
It's California. It would be legal, but we passed on that.
We just heard, you know, if you had the hots for Frank, you know.
Or Frosty.
Or Frosty.
No. Frosty's in love with me, unfortunately. Oh. But it's, you know.
But I mean, if Frosty and Brian were gay, isn't that like a really cool couple?
I'll go with yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but nice. Thank you. But I'm not, you know, I said to, I had
if
to.
If he was born in like 10 years later, he would have no problem with coming out of the closet. But, you know, there's something about being 35 and, you know, being like, you want to be a guy's guy. But if he was in your generation, like, you guys probably all have gay close friends. You don't care.
Well, I have very
close
friends.
If they're bi. Not you. But, you know, if they're bi, if there's, you know, sex change or whatever, your generation doesn't give an F. But being in Whitman's shoes, he's a little older with like a stodgier crowd. And
I grew up in a conservative neighborhood, you know, with a cop for a dad.
Can't really come out of the closet.
I am 35.
Well, I'm 34. What's your chance? What are you talking about?
I know. Because he thinks.
It's a big difference,
yeah, he thinks that I'm like, act like I'm 85, but I'm 35. You're 34, dude. Bro, we're contemporaries, brah. But here's the deal. When you have to explain to your partner, as I did last night, and it's not the first time you have to say it, but I was driving home last night, and I thought, my gosh, that's the fifth time in 3 years I had to say these words. Tim, I don't fall in love with men.
Right. But you know what? But I actually, I'm not saying it as a negative.
I understand that. But I,
you
but
don't
I've
understand.
Repeated, I've
think,
repeated that
listen,
statement many
dude,
times to you.
Other than the fact that you're not into the actual act and the stick, you would be a great gay dude. You're emotional. You're soft. You get your nails done.
I do not get my nails done. That is an outrage.
Well, you got really clean nails.
Well,
for
I
that
shower.
Get them done.
I mean, I you know.
I mean, but look at them. Look at your nails.
Yeah, I look at them the right way because Tim has another theory that if I was to do this.
Yeah, that's...
That's, you know...
I corrected him once. He used to look at his nails with his palm out.
Right, and I used to blow on them, you know.
Yeah,
before
all right.
I looked at them.
Hey, listen, you're not happy as a heterosexual. I'm just saying you might be happier as a gay guy. That's what I'm saying.
Duly noted, Tim. Thank you. Strung Out
negative.
Is here. We have guests here.
All right, Strung Out is with us. They're going to be at the Vault 350, when, Saturday?
Tomorrow
Saturday,
night.
Saturday night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, sold out show. We got DI.
Benefit show. Death by Stereo.
Death by Stereo.
I Am Ghost.
And what is the sellout there? 1,000 people?
1,200.
1,200.
Wow, that's
Jesus
awesome.
Christ.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
That's great.
And you have to split the box office with the crew opening with you?
Well, the Vault is actually helping us out with a really sweet deal, and I got to give props to them for setting this show up for us. It's a benefit show for when all of our stuff got ripped off. And
what, that happened? When did that happen?
That happened back in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was in October. Back in Philly, yeah, in October, yeah.
They stole our van and trailer attached.
They wow.
Yes, well, they did.
The guy.
The man.
The man.
Did they find out
Big
who
brother.
Did? You know, wait, was this on TV?
Yes.
In Philly, yes.
But you know, I think I saw that on TV.
You saw the guy taking their stuff?
Big news, yeah. Yeah, so I'm not surprised. It was like,
why did you stop him?
You know what? I saw the clip of that. Don't they have it on videotape?
They have the security camera.
Yeah,
tape.
Yeah, they have the security camera on videotape. They showed that on like a national newscast.
I'm sure it happens every day, I'm sure.
Well, no, but that's a lot of stuff. I mean, the value.
What was it worth?
Yeah, probably yeah. 70,000 for yeah. all the gear. And
oh,
a lot of our
man.
T-shirts. Yeah, and the van and trailer, but we got those back. So.
There's 400 items. Kids in Philly wearing strung out shirts somewhere in some neighborhood. We'll
yeah.
find them.
With Jackson guitars.
We're
yeah.
selling them. I mean, wouldn't it have been, I mean, bases. Wouldn't the police in Philadelphia, and I love Philadelphia, I spent some time there.
Yeah, I love Philly.
Great police department in Philadelphia. Wouldn't they be wouldn't they be kind of well advised to kind of
they cared a lot
cruise the neighborhood looking for the guy on the corner strung out t-shirts yeah, $5 you know
well
just
see there was
load.
A double homicide yeah. like 10 minutes before right down the street
two cops too
yeah, but
two
yeah.
armored guards actually that got shot yeah
but this way, when you walk into a hotel and there's you know bulletproof glass and a bunch of sketchy people around you should right. probably split
yeah. Well plus Philadelphia cops you know if a band from Los Angeles called Strung Out got their crap ripped off in Philadelphia, they're not going to give a rat's ass.
Yeah. You know, especially over a double homicide.
Because they all want to be in Strung Out and living in Southern California. They don't want to be on the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't understand, man. Our van was stolen and all of the instruments, man.
Jason, I hope that's not
that's
offensive,
exactly
but that's
like.
An impersonation
hey,
of you.
Hey, dude, I mean, it's like you guys are all,
so
you know, like
where's about, the surf, dude?
About this double homicide, man. Our effing trailer is gone, man.
All right. It's Conway and Stryker, everybody.
34 and all right. totally hip.
We lost everything.
All right. Can you guys play something when we come back?
Yes.
All right, we got to take a quick break. And then Strung Out is with us. You can't get tickets to their event, but you can go stand outside and try to scalp.
Have you played The Vault before? Or is this
we have. It's about 2 years ago.
Cool.
All right, they're going to have 1,200 people down there this Saturday night. When do you start, 9?
We're going to probably play at 10:30.
10:30.
I think 10:35.
All right, 10:35. Yeah. Now it's 10:35.
Did we hear 10:36?
I'm going to go ahead and go 10:25, actually, on that one. I'm sorry. 10:25.
All right. Maybe you guys should do that at the opening for about 10 minutes.
These are the things that we tend to agree on. Yeah. You know?
No, stand on stage with your instruments waiting for people who might think it's 10:40.
gotcha.
To get in.
All right. It is Conway and Whitman. Strung Out is with us. If you want to say hello, perhaps ask him a question, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, your website is strungout.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That is
strungout.com.
You got to give the MySpace, too.
Yeah, check it out and buy the album. It's Strung Out.
Or steal it.
Blackhawks over Los Angeles. Look at that. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And Strung Out is with us. If you listen to the show often, you'll hear a lot of the bumper music we use is from Strung Out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Jerry Wyschowski, a major, major fan.
Yeah, Jerry.
And they're with us. Nice to see you, fellas.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what are you guys playing today? This is the first time you ever played live on radio?
No.
Is that right?
Oh, but last time you were here, you didn't play last time.
First time today?
No, we didn't play last time.
Remember, you did play.
This is our first time today playing, playing for the Vapor Park.
Okay. All right. Live, what's the song?
It's a great song.
This song's called Letter Home, and this is going to be our new single type video type deal.
Letter Home.
Yeah.
New video.
All right. Who wrote it? Everybody wrote it, or?
This guy and this guy. Chris and Jason wrote it.
All right. Chris and Jason. All right. Everyone's pissed they don't get a piece of it.
Damn it.
Okay. All right, here we go. Letter Home, Strung Out, everybody.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I feel stupid writing this, 'cause it's almost like I'm getting ready for something I'm not ready for. And I guess I just want to let you know, Wish I could be face to face with you and tell you how I feel. I wasn't gonna write this, you see. My body and I had a deal. I just hope and pray that neither one of us has to deliver if that comes down to it. I will always be with you. I will always be watching. I miss you all. Tell my girl that I love her. I'll be dreaming of her.
Two, three, four.
And I don't wanna fight anymore. And I'm still not sure what I'm doing here. I'm praying, we're praying, who we praying to? That'll not understand. And if you get this letter, I'm sorry I didn't make it back. I will always be with you, always watching, and I know. Alone, no matter where I am. Hold on, please don't forget me when I'm gone. Cause I forgot why I ever left at all. These times take the best of men and leave nothing for the rest of them. And I judge myself in every way. And I can no longer look at myself in the same way. And I don't want to be a coward. But does any of this mean a thing? The sacrifice. Who sacrificed? I will always be with you. I will always be watching. And I know that I'll never die alone. No matter where I am. Hold on, please don't forget me when I'm gone. At all, why I ever left at all. I just had to let you know.
Yes, look at that, man. Wow. Strung out.
Listen to that cry.
Wow.
Way to go. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
What an upbeat.
If I did that, I would die of high blood pressure, man. My head would pop off.
That's awesome.
Diabetics beware.
That's an up-tempo song, but you know what? Something tells me it's dark, right? I mean, that's a dark song, isn't it? I mean, it's up-tempo, but it's...
It's about a soldier's letters from Iraq.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great song, man.
It's very powerful. Thanks, way to go.
And these guys give it 110%, even when they're on the radio.
We're all breaking sweat in here.
Yeah, look at that.
By the way, no one in this studio has ever, ever sweat like that. Hosts included. It's just... Except when the
pizza's 10 minutes late.
Right, I mean, then the nerves kick in. But, you know, but for the most part...
All right, gang, it is strung out. We'll take some phone calls when we come back. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can't buy a ticket to the Vault 350 tomorrow night, but you can go outside, maybe scalp
one or meet one of us, get one of us high, maybe convince us to get in.
How long do you perform for? The show is how long?
Probably play for 2 hours.
Really?
You keep that energy up for 2 hours?
Jeez.
Oh, man.
So Saturday you sleep, right?
Jesus Christ.
Sunday all day.
We should be able all to get right. The trail in.
All right, we'll come back for Jason's funeral in April. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97. 101.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Strung Out is with us. And just popping by the studio to give his opinion of Strung Out. Rick Dees, everybody.
Well, they really are number one. I mean, these guys are so hot right now. And they really, I mean, the way they do music, it is so good and just so fun to listen to.
Any giveaways for them?
Well, I'd love to give them dinner for four at Tony Roma's. Caller number 10 gets dinner for four at Tony Roma's. And is it, today really is the day. I mean, think about it, Tim. Today really is the day. It's going to be real hot today, about 98 degrees, 64 in Hollywood right now. Why not surprise that special someone with Snooki's cookies? They are so good and just get right into it. Strung Out.
Excellent.
Number one.
All right. Chris and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Strung Out. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you guys rock. I mean, you guys are the best effing band in the entire world. Hands down, when I was listening to the radio, right before I popped in was listening, I was listening to Exile and Oblivion.
Nice.
You guys are, you're the best out, best band out there. My best friend, Mike, is going to Iraq on Wednesday, and that's all he listens to. That's all we listen to is all your albums, man. You guys are the best.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, buddy. Thanks for going. Have they asked you to come over to, or go over to Iraq and play for the troops?
No. No?
We write a lot of anti-war songs, and
so you're not at the top of the. Yeah.
Well, Eric, you know, so I have a good idea. Send Lee Greenwood. But you know, these guys strung out. You know, I said, you know, they're against the war. When you
know, part
that,
of me, a part of me would love the adventure of going. Like, you know, I would. Yeah, it'd be an adventure.
Sure, to go and perform, right.
But I would feel strange singing some of these songs to the guys. That, you know, it's nothing against them, but it's more...
Of course, against... Right, well,
some of the songs take a direct political stance against the war. Yeah.
Why don't you go over and play for the insurgents, then?
Because they eat us.
Hey, look, send them...
Oh, that's right, they cut your heads off.
Hey, you know, so I got a good idea for Strung Out. Send them on the Taliban tour. Now, when you sang that song that you sang a moment ago, and I said to you that it sounded like a dark song, and then you revealed that it's based on letters from soldiers.
That didn't make it back.
Are those people that, soldiers you know personally, or how'd you get those letters? Or that's kind of sounded intriguing.
I read a lot of letters. There's websites where you can read letters from soldiers to their families that didn't make it home. And I just was inspired by that. I was up all night one night, and I thought, what am I doing? You know, I'm making this record, and I have to say something. But, you know, I have to say something to... people that don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, when you write, are you guys, is there the whole room filled with pot smoke? Or
Everyone goes in their corners. Everyone takes off and goes in their corners and comes back and
practices. That's the pot corner over there.
Hey, you got your ludes here?
How did you come up with the Strung Out?
What, the name?
Yeah.
We were 17 when we started this band.
It was you didn't even know what Strung Out meant.
Yeah. And you were in Simi Valley, right? Who is from Simi Valley? Everybody's from Simi Valley?
Is that right?
We've all lived there at one point or another.
You know, God bless your parents, man.
You know, we're all very lucky.
I know, yeah, a lot of people, like, you know, your parents and everybody's parents here, they moved out of L.A. because it was so dangerous, such an effed up place to live. So they move you to Simi Valley thinking, all right, we're going to raise nice kids, no tattoos, no earrings, no eye rings, no ass rings.
Be accountants or something.
Yeah, and then the problem is, living in Simi Valley, it costs a little more to live, so they're constantly commuting, leaving you guys at home all day alone, smoking weed, getting your lips and ears pierced and all that stuff,
and
you know?
Forming a band.
And then poor dad's got to come home from Boeing going, what the F did I do?
I could have lived in Hollywood if I knew they'd turn out like this.
Are you guys the biggest band ever to come out of Simi Valley?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. So wait, who's the dad was a cop? Your dad was a cop. Oh, so Simi Valley makes sense. Isn't everybody out there a cop?
There are a lot of cops retired, LAPD.
Yeah,
I remember the one guy, I heard this about 7 years ago in Simi Valley, there was a kid who was spraying graffiti all over the place. Mm-hmm. And this stupid kid had no idea that everybody lives there is a cop. Everybody is allowed to carry a gun legally. The guy was surrounded in like 10 minutes and almost killed for doing this. But Simi Valley is great. They recently got their own mall.
Yep.
You can, congratulations.
Do we have to talk about this?
It's a horrible mall. I hate it. It's outdoor.
No, but at some point,
I know,
really,
it is. That sucks.
Seriously, but at some point, when all of this, you know, peters out, and when the crowds have, you know, tapered away, and the instruments have been put away, and the speakers are the gears, and the music is faded. You might be like the honorary mayor of Simi Valley.
All right, go see the show tomorrow night at the Vault 350. And then in Vegas, when?
28th. March 28th with Bad Religion.
With the House of Blues in Vegas.
Yes. Yep.
And that's a big venue.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of people are going to be traveling up.
Big weekend.
Yeah, traveling up from Los Angeles to go see.
Big gambling weekend.
Yeah. Do you guys all gamble?
I gamble.
I gamble every day.
I don't Jordan gamble. Loves to gamble, but he's got kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Can you help him out there?
Stay away.
What do you play?
Roulette.
Oh, God almighty. What?
Roulette.
Robbie Parr.
Pie Gal.
I got a poll for you if you want to go in the other room. Yeah. Roulette. It's the worst odds in the casino roulette. Isn't it, too?
Hey, well, let me tell you, my odds definitely haven't been good. So
well, you're playing the wrong games. Your odds. If I played roulette, my...
Blackjack and roulette.
Are you, out of all the guys here, are you the most bipolar, dude?
No.
Who is it? Is that Chris?
Not. Really? Definitely.
That's me.
Not.
Yeah. Diagnosed? You're on any medication or what's up?
Not diagnosed yet.
Oh, right.
We diagnosed him.
But are you to the point where you can't enjoy the highs because you know the lows are coming?
Yeah.
Exactly. I just want all highs. Yeah.
By the way, I'm actually getting to that point. Because, you know, it's
you talk yourself out of the high, you go, all right, it lasts about two more days.
Right, just, you know.
And then it's into bed. All right, guys, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Jason, Jordan, Rob, Jake, and Chris, right?
Yes.
All right, everybody.
And Strung Out.
Strung Out. Go buy their album. The brand new one is available at strungout.com, Blackhawks Over Los Angeles. And the song they played earlier today, Letter Home, is a great song from that album. I'm sure it's going to become a hit. I'm sure K-Rock and you know, Rockaholic, all these stations will be playing it moments from now.
Any second now.
Any minute.
Because what we start on this station usually then, you know, filters into the other music stations.
Sometimes it takes 15, 20 years, but
we got the time.
You'll catch on one day.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming by. Really
appreciate
it.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Right, Strung Out, everybody. It's Conway Whitman coming up. Thanks. Linda Salvin, the world's greatest psychic, with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.